I can't believe this is episode number 100 of my Ron's Update podcast, but believe it or not, it is. I'm here at Lilburn Park on a Saturday afternoon. It's sunny, probably about 65 degrees. I'll have to tell you how my Mapitone training's going. As you know, if you've listened to my earlier podcast, number 99, that once I did the Athens Half Marathon, I switched from my Galloway training to a Hal Higdon Half Marathon plan. Really, the only part of the Higdon plan I'm using is the mileage and the workouts. As far as when he says do 3 miles, I do 3 miles. 2 miles, I do 2 miles. But it's all going to be done, and this is the second week of it, using Phil Maffetone's 180 formula for my heart rate, which in my case, my upper heart rate in all my training is going to be 118, and the lower heart rate is going to be 108. I stay in that zone. I keep it in that zone. And then I do Higdon's mileage. So according to Maffetone's book, the big book of training and racing, I'm doing like a 15-minute easy warm-up, running and walking. And then I start the workout, which if it's a 3-mile run, I do 3 miles. And I keep it in the zone. And so far, I've been around 14:08 pace. Some I've been 13:30. In one run, I actually had a 13:06 running and walking. And right now, I'm doing my warm-up for a 3-mile run. So how that goes is I'm doing a 15-minute countdown. I've got it programmed into my Garmin. With a high heart rate of 118 and a low of 70. So my warm-up is in that range, running and walking. And then once it counts down to zero, it starts my first mile of my workout. And then I run up to 118, and I just try to stay in that 108 to 118 zone. I don't necessarily walk until it gets down to 108 or anything. I just keep it in the zone there. So I slow down to get it below 118. Then I either run or walk or whatever. I can't say it's a letdown after the half marathon, but there have been a couple of days where I just didn't feel like going out and running, so I moved my training back. That's one thing with Higdon's plan. I'm running about 4 days a week, so just running 4 days a week, I can move things around to accommodate when I feel like not doing anything. And this last week's been kind of like that. I ran, when was it, Tuesday and Wednesday, and then I was supposed to run Thursday, wasn't in the mood, so I thought I'd shift it to Friday, wasn't in the mood Friday, so I shifted it today, and today's Saturday, of course, and I'm on the trail. I'm trying to get inspired again to be more consistent and stick with some kind of training, right now I don't have any race in mind, so that's probably one of the reasons I'm not that motivated. When you're not training for a race, then you know you can just go out and run. And days you don't feel like it, you just don't do it. And that's kind of the way I've been. I'm hoping that my recording's working okay. I've got my giant squid mic plugged into my iPhone, and I'm using Recorder Pro today, so hopefully it'll come out okay. We'll find out at the end, won't we? It's really a nice afternoon. These are the kind of days when you really want to be motivated to run, and I'm not, but I'm doing it. And I'm enjoying it while I'm doing it. Oh, I wanted to mention as you know, I had to deal with some plantar fasciitis last year. And I noticed it's been trying to flare up a little bit. My left heel's been a little touchy, and my podiatrist, Perry Julian, gave me a prescription for some, it's called Voltaren. It's an anti-inflammatory cream that you rub on the area. So it works better than taking ibuprofen because it's, it's localized to where the problem is and it absorbs into your skin. That seems to work good. That way you don't have to worry about ibuprofen tearing your stomach up. So every once in a while, if I feel a little twinge, I apply some of that cream to my heel, and it seems to do the trick. I can tell it rained yesterday because this trail here at Lilburn Park, part of the Greenway Trail that goes from the park over to Killian Hill Road, is fairly low, and when we have a lot of rain, mud kind of slides across the trail. It makes it really slippery, and then they have to come along and scrape it. This is like a concrete running trail, so those people that don't like concrete, this definitely wouldn't be for you. But with my Hokas, it doesn't matter what the trail's made out of. I got George Sheehan's new book called it's not his book. I guess his kids compiled a lot of his writings, newspaper columns, Runner's World columns, etc., and excerpts from his previous books, and put out a new book called The Essential Sheehan, and I had pre-ordered it on Amazon, and I got it the day it was published. It's pretty good because, you know, it's like reading a column. It's not like reading a whole book, so you can kind of go into it anywhere you want to and read sections. But Sheehan's always inspired me, so I like reading his stuff. So maybe this will help me with my motivation. When I feel like I'm not in the mood, I'll get out the Essential Sheehan and read a couple of columns, and then get motivated and head out. At least that's my theory. Who knows if it'll work. This is going to probably be a disjointed podcast today because I just felt like I wanted to do one and didn't really have any subject in mind. Of course, Ron's update doesn't have a subject in mind anyway. It's just me rambling. Got my Garmin footpod on my Hokas today, checking my cadence. I've been doing running and walking. I've been averaging about a 72 for a cadence, but my run cadence probably is around 89 to 90, because that's what it'll show my average when I look at after I've run on the computer. And the average would be like a 72, 74 for a cadence, but my peak is usually 89 to 90. That's where I want to be. So if I was doing a steady run, I was thinking, well, maybe that's where I would be. It's around 89 or 90, which would be good. Because the faster the turnover, the faster you're running. Of course, it's hard for me to tell doing these run walk workouts because my average overall pace is so slow. But I've looked in Training Peaks. You can look at your fastest pace, your average pace, your slow, you know, that sort of thing. And usually my fastest pace will be right around 8, sometimes it's 7:30. So I feel like, you know, the walking part really drags that average down. So at least the running part, I feel like I'm getting a decent run. Hopefully it'll get better with my Maffetone workout stuff. This training plan is a half marathon plan that goes for 12 weeks. So maybe I'll look out 12 weeks, see if there are any halves or 10 milers or 15 Ks out there that I can run. And of course, in the middle of the program, I think it's got a 5K race planned in it. And I don't know if it's got a 10K or not, but I think I'll just try to stick with that. I do have on the 16th, I think, of November. Today's the 2nd. On the 16th, there's an Xterra race at Little Mulberry Park. And I don't know if that's considered what it's considered. It's past Lawrenceville. Anyway, it's out off of 316 going towards Athens. They've got a 5K and 10K trail run. I've got a free entry to Xterra race because of the one I couldn't do. And I sent Tim, the race director, an email letting him know that I couldn't run it. And he was very nice. He sent an email back and told me that I could just run one of the other ones free to make up for it. So I'm thinking Little Mulberry Park Xterra race might be the one. I won't get any points for it unless I do the 10K. But on my training schedule, I think there's a 5K plan, so I haven't done any Xterra races yet so far this year anyway, so if I don't get any points, it's not a big deal, because I'm not in the running for anything. But when they do have points available for their overall end of the year positions, I do like to get points if I can. So we'll see which one I end up signing up for. I might do the 10K and just chug it and see how I do. This must be it right here. I was looking for the cut through the woods to get back to the paved trail, because I ran a section back in a quarry area here. And I found it. Next time I have to walk here, I'll look at see what my average is for this mile. See how slow I'm going. Probably slower than normal because I get talking and forget about running. I got 13:39 lap time for this. It says my lap pace is 14:32, so I am going slower. But then again, I'm talking to you guys, so I expect it to be slower. Maybe my next mile will be a little bit faster if I don't do as much talking. Got a pretty stiff breeze blowing this afternoon. It's sunny, about 65. I'd say the wind's between 10 and 15. I'm hoping this stiff wind isn't getting into the recording. I've got a giant squid mic with a little shield on it for the wind, so we'll see how bad it sounds. Whoops. See, I get talking and drop down to, I'm supposed to, if it goes below 108, I'm supposed to start running if I'm walking, and I'll be talking to you, and it'll go down to 104. I won't pay any attention. I'm not using my Galloway timer. I'm using the high and low limits on my Garmin to cue me to run and walk. And I'm so used to the Galloway timer buzzing as well as doing its beeps that sometimes I just ignore my Garmin when it beeps because it's not used to listening for it. I've crossed over Main Street and gone out of the park. Now I'm just on Greenway Trail, which runs parallel to the railroad tracks. Down about a mile and a half. They've extended it. Now it goes into another park down at the other end, called Lions Club Park, off of Rockbridge Road. And they're still working on that portion, but it looks like there's going to be a big loop down there around the perimeter of the park. And then just loops. So this trail will just go up there, loop around, and come back, which probably be a good, easy 4 miler when they finish it. And you can imagine how level this trail is running next to a railroad track. It's only got one small hill in it until it crosses the Rockbridge Road and goes to Lions Club. Lions Club Park is like up a hill. So that's like the only hill on the run is going up to the park. So when they get that finished, it'll be a flat run out, uphill to the park, around the park, back downhill, and then flat back. If you're doing heart rate training, this is a good place to run because you aren't, your heart rate's not influenced so much by the terrain. Like if you're really running on a hilly course, you might be walking a lot more because your heart rate would go up going uphill, where this is pretty level. It's not exactly level, but it's a whole lot more flat than standard roads around here, that's for sure. Yep, this is my 100th podcast of Ron's Update. And it's 2 days after I turned 72 years old. So I made it this far. I remember back when I first started running, I guess I was in my early to mid 30s. I used to always think, I hope I can run my whole life and run until I drop. And so far I've been able to do that. I've had my ups and downs, but overall I've run for quite a long time. I've had my injuries, but everybody does, but you just work around them and keep going. And of course, it happens to everybody. Your speed falls off as you get older, but hey, you're racing in 5-year age groups. So right now I'm in the 70 to 74, and sometimes 70 till death. It depends on the race. One thing I like about the Xterra series and even the Dirty Spokes series is if you have runners that say are 75 and over, he'll make another group for the 75 to 80s and split us out instead of just keeping the one group from, you know, to 70 to 74 or 70 to 150 or whatever. He splits them up, which I think is cool. Some races would just go 70 and over and that's the end of it. Doesn't matter if they got some 80-year-old running it or not. He's having to run with us young guys. Young? Anyway, I guess it's all relative, right? Everybody likes to run in their age groups, and I know everybody I know that races in the Atlanta area, if they see a race that has 10-year age groups, they really aren't that interested in running in them. They like that 5-year age group category. I do too. So I think that was a good idea to do 5 years. That way you're competing more with your peers. So my next race may be an Xterra trail race. Unless I find something that really interests me. I'm getting where I look for races around the general vicinity of where I live. I don't like to go a long ways off to run a race, particularly only a 5 and a 10. I mean, doing the half, I went to Athens, and that's what, maybe 50, 60 miles from my house, but that's a half. I wouldn't go all the way to Athens to do a 5K. I'm in my second mile, and I only have less than a tenth left before it switches to my third mile. So I'll go out here. Figure if I turn around about two-tenths into my third mile, I should finish about my car. One thing I've noticed about doing this heart rate training, it holds you back. You know, when I get up to 118, then I got to start walking to get it below 118. So you don't feel like you're burned out ever. I mean, it's like you're raring to go faster, but it won't let you. So here's the train. Next to the tracks, it's probably over 100 yards, 100, 200 yards away from here. So you don't hear it really up close right here. Well, I'm in my third mile now. What I'm going to have to start doing is running with somebody so I can have a conversation instead of with myself. And, well, sometimes I talk to you guys, but like when I run with Laura and we just talk and jabber, things come out, you know. It's a lot easier than me doing this run and talking, trying to carry on the conversation one-sided. This Recorder Pro has a automatic off whenever you're not talking, but I think with the wind blowing, the background, it keeps the mic keyed the whole time and it never does turn off. I wish it was a little bit more, well, I wished it was adjustable. And I have ordered an Olympus, I think it's an 801 recorder for this winter, so I can put it in my pocket and run with my giant squid, because my Zoom recorders are not real good for putting in your pocket. The H2 is fairly big, and the H1 is small, but it's shaped like a microphone, and then when you put the foam cap on the top to keep the wind from blowing, it takes up a lot of space. So I should have the Olympus this coming Tuesday. And it's pretty small, so we'll see how it goes. And I think it's the first one on the Olympus line that says it's made for podcasting. The 801, the 802, I don't know if it's 803 or 804. They all say podcast on them in the specs. Tomorrow is my long run for the week, which is only 4 miles. But with my warm up, it'll be 5 something. So far this week I should have a little over 10 miles in three runs, and then my long run should give me right at 15. Well, it was a slow run. I averaged 14:27, and I got in right at 4 miles. So that's a podcast run, right? Works for me. This is the end of my run, and this is the end of my podcast. This is Ron, the Lost Trail Runner. The end of episode 100, regardless of how puny it was. And I hope you were able to put up with it. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.